It is November. I'm going to skip the how did it get to be November already remarks, but I am looking ahead for a couple of weeks to Thanksgiving. Likely you have plans to mark the annual holiday tradition with family or friends or both. Maybe you're looking forward to the turkey or the sweet potatoes or the pumpkin pie or some of those treats you only enjoy once or twice a year. Maybe like me, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without watching the parade. Maybe you look forward to the plethora of football games played on that day, or maybe like my sister-in-law, Jean, you are anxious for the holiday sales that Thanksgiving Day inaugurates. Have you ever hosted or attended a Thanksgiving Day dinner when an unexpected guest arrived and there were not enough seats at the table? A gracious host would act quickly, bring another chair, set another place. A less gracious host might scowl or even grumble and be slow to adapt to the change in circumstances. And when you're the unexpected guest, it can make you feel unwelcome, unwanted, like you don't belong. I think the question of who belongs in God's kingdom underlies much of Jesus' conversations with and about the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees were a religious sect within Judaism, a group of people who worked hard to make themselves right with God. They learned and memorized and made every good effort to practice the rules contained in Scripture. They believed that doing all the right things, checking off all the correct boxes, that was the way to God's heart. Let's see. Thou shalt not murder. Check. Thou shalt not steal. Check. Thou shalt not covet. Check. Honor thy parents. Check. Honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Check. And all the other hundreds of rules spelled out in the law of Moses. Check and check and check. But anything that fell outside the letter of the law, the Pharisees struggled to understand. Among Jesus' miracles, they saw him heal sick people, a man on the Sabbath, the servant of a Roman centurion, two demon-possessed men who lived outside of Galilee, the child of a Canaanite woman. Those situations all crossed the lines outlined by the law. They were also all acts of mercy, demonstrating how God's love spills over any lines that human beings can draw in our attempt to box God in. Healing a man on the Sabbath enabled him to celebrate the Sabbath with everyone else. Healing those outside the Jewish faith made God's name and God's love known beyond the borders of faith. Every act of mercy Jesus performed welcomed the forgotten into God's kingdom and expanded the table of grace. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus assured all who listened that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, and that their tasks on earth included letting your light shine before men and praying for even your enemies and refraining from judging others and feeding the hungry and giving drink to the thirsty and caring for the sick and visiting the estranged. So when the unexpected guest shows up for Thanksgiving dinner in God's kingdom, an extra chair is already waiting, an additional place is already set at the table. There's another turkey cooking in the oven, more potatoes on the stove, and a second pumpkin pie on the side porch. And God will keep serving an abundance of food until everyone has had their fill. That is grace. That is mercy. That is love in action. That is what we find and what we remember at the communion table. Our liturgy recalls God's acts of creation and God's steadfast love throughout the seasons of Scripture, the seasons of captivity and desert wanderings, of settling down and then experiencing upheaval, of loss and restoration and redemption. And we recall how Jesus, as he faced arrest, trial, and crucifixion, sat at table with his friends and followers, including the one who would betray him And around that table, every one of them had a place in Jesus' eyes, and every one of them found grace sufficient for their shortcomings. Every one of them knew unconditional love. Our liturgy always reminds us that this table is his table, and we are all invited guests, including me. At Jesus' table, we stand or we sit on equal footing. We are all in need of grace, and by grace, we are each given a place. Many of us here today in this congregation know that and believe it. Maybe we have believed it for all of our lives. Maybe we have always experienced what it is to be welcomed to the table, whether it's the Thanksgiving dinner table, or the boardroom table, or the table in the college admissions office. Liberation theologian Gustavo Gutierrez reminds us that unless the gospel is good news to the poor, it isn't good news. The poor in both Jesus' time and our time are the ones least likely to have a place at the table. The financial poor, as well as the poor in health, the poor in spirit, they are the recipients of Jesus' attention and welcome and assurance. Rarely are the wealthy, the powerful, or the privileged the ones Jesus helps. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, Jesus says. If the good news for the poor is that God wants to raise them up and elevate them by giving them a place at the table, where's the good news for those already there? God's kingdom may know no boundaries, but what we know in this world is that the table, the chairs, and even the food are limited in quantity. But our minds are not limited, nor is our love. For those of us already seated at the table, the good news for us comes when we open ourselves to experience the joy of God's loving welcome through the eyes of others. Our lives are made fuller through listening and learning and coming alongside of others. We live into our task as ambassadors of God's kingdom when we make sure that the door is open and the table is laid and all who enter find a gracious welcome. After all, that is what Jesus has already done for us. Jesus has told us the good news. Our job is to pass it on. So may our tables, figurative and literal, may our tables be laden with food. May our chairs be in endless supply. And may we be humble enough to make every day Thanksgiving Day for those who have not yet found their way to God's table. Amen.